This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, brought to you, of course, by our good friends at Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. All one word. Their telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joining us this morning is Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial, and CJ will be checking in a little bit later on in the program. Malia, how you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to talk with you. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to be talking about caring for and taking care of and paying for aging parents. We'll get to all of that in just a moment. A couple of things, though, to kind of talk about, important things as always. First off, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We do that each and every week. This week, got another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Lowe's. A little tip, typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program, so just listen closely. Mostly tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the program. Also, before we get rolling this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about Klaus Financial itself. But before we get to that, Malia, let's look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and give both the question as well as the answer.
Yeah, so first of all, thanks for all of our listeners. Got a lot of calls last week. I thought everybody was on summer vacation, but I found out they're not. So thanks for calling in. So the question was, how many credits do you need to qualify to receive retirement benefits through Social Security? And the answer was 40 credits. So that would equal about 10 years of work to qualify for retirement benefits. So again, congratulations to our winner last week, and thanks for listening.
And again, we'll do a new one this week, so listen closely to the program. Again, this week's prize, a $25 gift card to Lowe's. You can find Klaus Financial, the website, klausfinancial.com, online, klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we talk about having to take care of the folks, let's talk a little bit about Klaus Financial. And we reference, for example, the website. And when you go to klausfinancial.com, you can see all about Klaus Financial. You can learn a little bit about your different divisions. A lot of great information there, but let's talk a little bit about how you guys operate and what makes Klaus Financial so unique.
Sure. So first of all, we're 42 years old as a firm, and we're actually an independent hybrid advisory firm. So we've got two offices in the State Line area, one of which is located in Fitchburg and one in Loves Park, Illinois. We're pretty much a mid-sized firm. We focus on fee-based planning for individuals who are looking at eventually retiring. And I think everybody's thinking about retiring at some point in their life, and that's really what our niche is. So we quickly, as advisors, tell our clients we're not necessarily your stock of the month club. We're more interested in making sure that all areas for financial planning are covered in your life. That would include looking at your taxation, looking at your long-term care and insurance planning, certainly looking at investments, but eventually your what your retirement income is going to look like. We tend to be a little more conservative than some of the firms out there, and that's because when our clients retire, we'd like them to stay retired. So that's really important. But we also understand people have different needs. So we actually have created three separate divisions to direct future retirement of individuals. So one of which is a 401k division that actually helps small to mid-size employers set up 401k plans. Also, our KIP and our Klaus 360 programs, those allow management of individual portfolios for clients. And for some, our Klaus 360 division actually helps the people that say, you know, I pretty much can handle my own investing. I just need a touch point. I just need someone to check in with. And for people like that, this is a wonderful area where they can just kind of touch with us once a year, twice a year, just make sure they're on the right track. So our goal at Klaus is just to make sure that we can be your quarterback, making sure that we are covering all the touch points for you and nothing gets left behind.
Very great information there. And of course, you can learn more about Klaas Financial on the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn about the separate divisions there at Klaas Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a fantastic snapshot of what's going on in the markets each and every week. You get one email a week. It's got that snapshot. It's also got a link to this most recent podcast when this one goes up right after the show today. And it'll come out, I think you guys send them out each Wednesday morning if I memory serves me, which you never know, Malia. You never know.
Exactly.
But it's a great opportunity. Again, I know obviously a lot of us have busy lifestyles, and sometimes you miss a little thing here and there as far as money in motion with Klaas Financial. It's a great chance to get caught up, or if you are on vacation or miss part of it, you can, of course, get it there, klaasfinancial.com. Sign up. One more thing before we move on to this week's topic, Malia. One of the also really cool things about Klaas Financial is that initial appointment, and we talk about giving you guys a call at 442-5637 to set up an appointment, and it doesn't cost you anything, does it?
No, it doesn't. And that's really important to point out for most people that, you know, our first meeting is complimentary. And what we tell people is a second opinion can't hurt. Mm-hmm. Just another set of eyes looking at things, and for someone to be able to tell you, yes, you're on track, or no, you've derailed, and let's get you back on track. Really important that we can help you do that. So give us a call if you just want a second look at things. As you always say, kick of the tires, yes. And we can set you on your way.
Talking with Malia Cuevas of Klaas Financial. Don't forget, you can find Klaas Financial, as we mentioned, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. And again, as Malia just pointed out, never hurts to get a second opinion, no matter who you are and where you are. Have somebody look over. It's not going to cost you anything at Klaas Financial for that initial meeting. 442-5637. Topic this week is an interesting one, Malia. As always, we're going to be talking about caring and paying for aging parents and the effect it has on your retirement. There's some pretty significant implications there that I don't think a lot of people always think about, do they?
No, and it's really important. You know, we always hear the term sandwich generation. We actually see that in place with several of our clients. They're helping their aging parents, but at the same time, they might be caring for a grandchild at their house. So, you know, there are implications to this, and that's what we're going to discuss this morning.
So let's go through some of that and kind of what causes that. I think a lot of people, you know, we look at life expectancy right now and where we are as far as our health. We're not only living longer, we're living higher quality lives as well as we get older. And that has kind of changed things. Maybe some of the previous thinking of, you know, life expectancy and also medical advancements and costs weren't really factored in, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. We're seeing that now, aren't we?
Exactly. You know, when I look at this, it's kind of like role reversal. Mm-hmm. You know, your parents cared for you as you were growing up. Suddenly you're expected to do this. But as you said, due to longevity, you know, the reality is we've got, you know, people in their 50s and 60s caring for their parents who are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And so on the surface, when you just think about, well, of course I would help my parents. I mean, that goes without thinking, and that's what you should do. And we're here to say, yes, that's what you should do. But the realities, the physical realities, you know, if I'm a 70-year-old woman and I'm caring for my 90-year-old mother, I may not be as easy for me to help pick her up physically, right? And those are the things we forget about. And so what we find is that, you know, depending on circumstances, and we've read a lot of studies on this, there's no question this creates a lot of stress. Caring for anyone can create stress in your own life. But for an aging parent, it's really can take an emotional toll. And for women, and, that, you know, we're highlighting both men and women, but for women particularly, the financial impact can be pretty significant. So we looked at the reality. You know, there's what we think is happening and what really is happening. So of all the caregivers out there, 2 out of 3 caregivers are women. And if we look at the economics on that, the women are spending more time out of the workforce. So therefore, they're contributing less to their retirement plans. Less is equated into their Social Security and their other retirement savings. So The reality is women tend to do more of the physical caregiving, but they're also losing on the economic front. And the sons of these parents tend to help more financially. Mm. So what we found in a MetLife study, actually, that adults taking care of their aging parents has actually tripled in the past 15 years. So right now, they're calculating about 25% of grown children are helping their parents by providing either the personal care or the financial assistance. And that's very significant. That's really going to take men and women out of the workforce and continues to do so to help their parents. And again, we're not saying you shouldn't do that. That's what we're supposed to do. But you really need to factor that into your planning.
Very interesting information there, I think, for a lot of us. Very eye-opening. And it's interesting, too, Malia, when you point out kind of the burden that often falls on women is kind of the caregiver, is when it comes to, I'll use our household, my personal life is when my son is sick, who's the one that typically stays home with him? It's not mm-hmm. me, it's my wife. And we think of kind of caregivers, but we also then kind of we forget about kind of doubling that up with is with women, and because of those other sacrifices that have been made throughout the career, the retirement savings and the Social Security, the finances aren't as robust as it may be for a guy who was able to, you know, to stay at work and commit to the job and do those type of things. That's a very, very interesting, mm-hmm. interesting study there. That is for sure. We'll talk about some of those financial costs. We'll also talk about what you can do to help our parents and things that that can be done and things you can do to be proactive. We'll talk with Malia about that next from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on their website, as mentioned earlier. Learn a little bit about the separate divisions there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just get to the website, KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment, the kick of the tires, so to say. Again, give them a call now at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. We'll talk a little bit more with Malia. We should be joined by CJ a little bit later on this morning as well. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, KlossFinancial.com. That is spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Again, a lot of fantastic information about Kloss Financial on the website. You'll learn about the different divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link each week to the podcast, so if you miss part of the show or want to hear it again, you can, of course, get that right in your email inbox. Each and every week, just get to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number, Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about a very important topic this morning, which is your parents, is taking care of your parents and also making sure that you're able to manage your retirement and your life as well. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss this morning. Good morning, guys. Let's talk. We left off talking a little bit about the impact that taking care of our aging parents can have. We talked about, you know, things like the impact as far as the long term, the stress. We talked about who are the caregivers right now. Let's talk about the dollars and cents. Let's talk about the financial costs of taking care of aging parents.
Yeah, so when we look at the actual lost wages, I mean, that's an important number to look at for both sides of this. We just told listeners that 25% of grown children are helping their parents today. If we look at the actual numbers, they have calculated that between lost wages, Social Security benefits, and pension benefits, the losses attributed to caregivers for their retirement accounts is in the neighborhood of $3 trillion.
Wow.
So that's significant. And so that would calculate out for the average adult child who's a caregiver is losing about $300,000 or more in lifetime wages and retirement benefits.
Wow.
So again, it's not necessarily a choice, right? Because we have to be there. We have to be there for our families. But But taking a lot of that into consideration, you know, 5 years out, 10 years out from your own retirement, just looking at those kinds of numbers that, you know, you're probably going to have to calculate, how am I going to be able to help mom and dad the best way, and what impact will it have in my own future income?
Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial this morning, talking about taking care of your parents as they age. Don't forget Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. One of the things I've learned in doing this show with you guys over the years is a big word, planning. it's almost a running, I think quite possibly we could title each and every week's podcast The Importance of Planning, and it goes to this as well. So let's talk then as adult children, how we can help our parents in advance. What can be done there?
Yeah, well, now that we've identified the risks associated with, you know, aging parents or grandparents, whatever it may be, people need to know, how do we address, or how do we solve this potential problem? And first things first, you need to start a discussion as early as possible. So talk with your parents while they're healthy and able to keep up with this conversation. Because if you get behind the eight ball and you have a parent who's starting to show signs of dementia, or a grandparent, very difficult at that point to have a discussion about independent living. And so start the conversation early. While they're in their 70s or 50s and 60s, have that discussion around what does the future look like when they start to age. A second thing would be review their desires. Do they want to continue living in their same community? Do they eventually want to move closer to children or grandchildren? Are there any renovations they need to make on their house right before they end up having physical ailments? Third thing would be to review their insurance plans. So if your parents' savings and assets aren't enough for them to live comfortably in retirement, especially if their health starts to decline, then you may end up providing some sort of financial help to them, and that could derail your own financial plans. So again, review with them their desires, start the conversation early, review with them their insurance policies so you have an idea of what's going to be there to support them as they age. And then finally, review their estate planning documents. Make sure that your parents have their basic wills, trust, powers of attorney in place, and that you understand what their burial wishes would be, so that, again, this isn't something you're doing, you know, in the 11th hour with the stress of aging parents and running out of money. Unfortunately, Malia and I deal with poor planning all the time. People who come rushing in with ailing parents, parents running out of money. And unfortunately, many times there's not a lot we can do at that point. Mm-hmm. So our encouragement to all of the listeners today is start the conversation early.
Always be planning. That is for sure. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website at Kloss Financial. It's klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of fantastic information. Learn all about Kloss Financial on the website. Again, that's klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about bad people out there. I mean, it's a reality. There are plenty of people out there trying to take advantage of others. We'll talk about the importance of protecting older people and individuals trying to take advantage of them. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial this morning. Don't forget their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question Week, another very important thing. The world is hectic. The world is crazy. And unfortunately, sometimes some of that insanity targets our parents and older individuals. Really got to watch out for people trying to take advantage of them, don't you?
you do, it's unfortunate because the scams keep getting more sophisticated.
Yes.
For our listeners, I'm sure you've gotten some emails recently that are pretty tricky. I mean, it looks like it's coming from Microsoft, mm-hmm. or coming from a grandson who's overseas and needs you to wire them $10,000. I mean, these scams become more sophisticated. And so, unfortunately, parents and grandparents are having to rely on the help of their younger children or grandchildren who can watch out for these scams. So a few things to be aware of. Don't let your parents fall for a scam of promised unrealistic returns in their portfolio. So said another way, sometimes our parents or grandparents haven't planned well with their investments, so they don't have enough to carry them throughout retirement. And so their way of making up for this, instead of having the tough conversation with their children, is to fall for a scam that promises them 20 or 30% returns every single year. So be careful for that one. Also, be careful with the declining mental health. We touched on this before, but as your parents' health or grandparents' health declines, they can start making worse decisions about where to live, what to sell, what not to sell, if they should be driving or not. So be on the lookout for that with your parents. And keep track of where and how your parents are spending money. Become involved in helping them studying their investments and remain alert of any suspicious activities around charities that they're gifting to, anything like that. It's unfortunate, but Malia and I work with a lot of people planning for retirement, and that includes many people over 65. As a matter of fact, our average client age is 66. And therefore, we run into just a plethora of these scams that hit seniors. And so our encouragement to the younger generation, the 40s and 50s, who are trying to watch out for their parents is get involved. Be aware of what they're doing to plan for long-term care or whatever it might be, so that there's no surprises, when their health really declines.
Fantastic advice, as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Lowe's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of grown children are currently helping their parents with either personal care or financial assistance? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Lowe's. Again, the number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge either for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. CJ, Malia, it's been fun as always. You guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.